Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm an old debate kid from high school. And people seem to think that, you know, disagreement somehow equates to hate. And it's like, I don't hate anybody. Just because I don't agree with you doesn't mean I hate you. And we can disagree on whatever topic, and we can do it in a manner that's still respectful. Now, I'm not saying this happens all that often, but it can, and it should. You know, you should be able to have a discussion with someone who is diametrically opposed to whatever position you have, and you should be able to do it where, you know, you can still go have a beer or have coffee and, you know, not want to kill people, not, you know, have your blood pressure rise and your temples bulge and, you know, you end up having a stroke. But that takes two people, you know, and that's a domestic kind of thing, too. You know, it takes two people to have a fight. We can disagree. It doesn't mean we're going to fight. You know, we can just disagree. And we don't even have to resolve our disagreement. It can remain unresolved. But unfortunately, with all of that stuff, you know, you can't do it on your own. It requires an agreement as to how to handle the conflict. And that is something that is lacking everywhere. It's lacking in relationships. It's lacking in employer-employee situations, and it's certainly lacking in relationships and domestically. But, you know, it's all you can do is what you can do, and don't sweat the rest, you know. But, you know, who was that? Rodney King? Can't we all just get along?